Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ross Tucker, Odyssey NFL Insider, in the previous segment, always a hump day fixture here on the show, and he was speaking to what has been the latest round of Deion Sanders saying things and then people reacting to it when he was on Speak on FS1, where Deion basically alluded to that he would step in for Shedeur Sanders and Travis Hunter's, his two best players, if he felt like they were going to an inferior organization. And I'll get your reaction to what Ross had to say and whether you also believe Deion has that kind of power.
I don't know that he does. And I think it's interesting that because Shedeur is not, he's not Eli. He's not. We have to have at least some sort of recognition of the fact that more people than not are suggesting he's Geno Smith than they are suggesting that he's some generational quarterback. Like you get to be the big swing and you know what? If you have the goods, I don't know that Shedeur Sanders necessarily comes with that.
I think that's a really good point. Even Travis Hunter, I think Travis is a dynamic athlete. But there are so many different complications to where do you think he's going to be his best. I think build-wise, his build scares me. And I know we can say, well, Xavier Worthy in Texas, his build scared me too.
Yeah.
It's year one.
There's a reason why he went as low as he did while being the fastest by far in the draft.
And I think Travis is a more skilled player than Xavier. Xavier is a go route guy. And
no, it's a great comp though.
Yeah. But I there's something uncomfortable that happens specifically in this country where if people just say things with enough oomph, you believe them. And Deion has kind of gotten his whole, in a way, Deion has gotten from Jackson State to now Colorado, and I think he'll probably get an NFL job if he wants one, because
maybe the Cowboys,
because he's just spoken with such impunity and people just buy it, even though we have mounds and mounds of evidence. The guy is at least 25% full of crap.
Well, he's always been a showman. Think about last year on 60 Minutes when he had won three games with Colorado and they interviewed him way too prematurely. The interviewer goes, so who's the best head coach in college football? And he goes, you're going to have to get me a mirror. That's Deion. That's part of his deal. But that does work in many respects. Ross is like, oh, yeah, Deion knows the business. Deion understands the business. It's like, I don't know that we know that for certain. I know he knows college football right now.
That's the best way to put it. You just put it the best way possible. He knows college football. And I think, and I'm not trying to say, I said the full of crap thing. I'm not saying he's totally a bad faith actor, because there's a reason kids want to play for him. But I just don't know that that translates. The NFL does not get fooled or coerced unless it's, as you've pointed out, an elite level talent, somebody that you're terrified and missing. If this isn't a great draft class, it's not just Shedeur probably isn't the best quarterback that you've seen in the draft in the last two or three years, but also the draft class in general is just okay. I think you might rather take the risk of him not showing up and call Deion's bluff than draft a guy who might be one half step below. You know what I mean? Maybe this is a better way to put it. Are they, if teams decide not to draft Shedeur because of Deion's threats, are they afraid of Deion? Or they just look at Shedeur and say, yeah, he's not good enough for me to be in fear of this guy?
Yeah, I don't know. The part of my brain that's going to this, I'm trying to figure out if this is do we look at him the same way we looked at Big Baller Brand? I don't think we did, because I think that was more, LeVar Ball was more, there was a lot to him.
Yeah.
But we also thought that he was going to be around a ton, and he's kind of faded off in the background.
It's almost like the NBA paid him off.
Oh, is that your theory on it? It might be. I mean,
I've had a working theory on that for a minute.
I know I can't disprove that theory. Let's put it that way. But he's definitely kind of disappeared. Like if Shador gets drafted by, throw a team out there, let's just say the Giants, for instance, does Deion just go to the background too? Or does he just focus on Colorado? Or is he trying to jockey to end up in the NFL as well?
I actually think, what I get frustrated with Deion is he always says it's about the kids. And in the end, it tends to be about Deion.
For sure.
And that's just frustrating. Like, because I see a lot of that in parenting in general. not just in sports, but especially in sports. So, like, to me, it just strikes me as another thing of like, hey, Raiders, I'll make sure Shador gets to you, but I got to be your head coach.
Well, that's why we've been joking, but not joking for like 2 months about the idea of Shador and Coach Prime both being here as if it's like a package deal. And I think that's kind of what Deion is setting up for here.
Yeah.
I think that's the end goal. He's trying to tell you without telling you, I want to be the head coach. Get your stuff in order so we can make this all happen.
It just doesn't make me feel. So here's the thing, because I said at the beginning, well, I don't think the NFL is going to fall for that. Oh, yeah. I don't think NFL executives, so GMs and head coaches, are going to fall for it. NFL owners might.
It's a lot of desperate teams out there.
Well,
there's a lot of people that buy into the hype that Deion sells.
And he.
We joke about it, but he convinces people.
Ross pulled up the name. Mark Davis is a weird dude. That dude is not connected with Earth in the way that other people are. He's living in some other reality that allows that haircut to be a thing.
It always goes back to the haircut.
And he drives a minivan. That's also not a great look. I don't think he has kids. If you drive a minivan and you don't have kids, I believe you should stay 500 feet away from a school.
As a billionaire with no kids, it's an odd choice.
Yeah. Odd, I think, is not even.
I was being nice.
Yeah, no, I think we got to be real specific here. But he or Jerry. I could see Jerry is
desperate.
Jerry
makes so much sense, though. Like, Dallas makes sense. That's where Deion is a legend. It's where Deion is. I mean, it makes a lot of sense.
But firing a head coach who
Mike McCarthy is gone. I mean, but done.
He is. But firing a coach who the three previous years won 36 games in 3 years for a guy who's got, 5 years head coaching experience? And honestly, not even an elite level in college. Like, they're going to be a bowl team this year. Woo! They're not a playoff team.
If you thought you were tired of Aaron Rodgers conversations, Deion as the head coach of the Cowboys is another level.
I don't want any of that bull junk.
But here's the difference, though, is that Deion can't be the head coach and then also draft Shador Sanders because Dak Prescott's tied up to a lot of money.
That's a wonderful point. Although maybe he wouldn't. Maybe just be like, sorry, son, go enjoy Cleveland. I've got Dak now.
Go wherever you need to go. Dak's my new son now.
Yeah. sorry, son. I'm sick of your bull junk. I'm going to go ahead and take Dak now. It's Dak Sanders. And that actually bullies Dak into taking his last name.
Dak Sanders.
Yeah, that'd be the most audacious thing Deion might actually be able to pull off there. 216-474-0092. Do you really think that Deion Sanders has the power to steer Shador Sanders in the draft and maybe away from the Browns? We'll continue on with that. And something else that Ross said that is an absolute truth about this season. It just depends on why you think it's so. 92.3 The Fan.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.